With the presidential election just days away, your mailbox may be filling up with campaign flyers. You might also be getting lots of phone calls, and something that's more common this year than in previous presidential elections, text messages. As WUWM's Latoya Dennis reports, the coronavirus is partly to blame.
Typically during an election season, there's a lot of door knocking by people canvassing neighborhoods, encouraging you to go to the polls or cast ballots for a certain candidate. But there's less of that this time around.
This pandemic changed everything.
That's Joe Zepecki. He's communication director for an organization called For Our Future Wisconsin. It's left-leaning and works to engage and inform voters on issues like wages, climate change, and police and prison reform. Zepecki says that while door knocking and getting that face-to-face conversation is the gold standard of political campaigning, groups like his are having to rely on different means of connecting this time around. That's including text messages. Lots and lots of text messages. Here's just a sampling of what I've received over the past few days. Hi, Latoya. Elections Day is in 7 days. We need Milwaukee to show up. Can you join us this weekend to help folks vote? Hi, Latoya. I'm Allison with Black Lives Matter. We are moving from the protest to the polls today. We're suggesting folks in Wisconsin use a drop box to make sure their mail ballots are counted. Do you know where the closest drop box is? Joe Biden's radical agenda would hurt Wisconsin again. Read the full story before you vote. And the list goes on and on. I probably receive between 4 and 5 messages a day. Zepecki says for groups trying to reach voters, it's about a layered approach.
We, send a piece of mail to someone's door and call them and text them. And what we know is the more layers you add into the communication, the more impactful it is.
According to a poll recently released by the Elections Research Center at UW-Madison, supporters of Democrat Joe Biden are more likely to be contacted via email or text message than those who favor Republican President Donald Trump. Still, both sides are relying on the electronic outreach. Mark Grawl is a GOP strategist based in Wisconsin.
The nice thing about text messages is they're relatively inexpensive. And they're incredibly targeted, right? You know who you're sending them to. You know who's going to get it. You know who's going to have an opportunity to see it. Now, whether they actually read it and act on it is a different story, but they're a very focused, concentrated way to hit a very specific audience with a specific message.
Well, most times, at least. I have gotten a few text messages addressed to the wrong person.
Like they've called me the wrong name.
Well, an axiom in politics is there's no such thing as a perfect list, right? And sometimes, especially when you're using technology to deliver a message, there are glitches in the systems.
Grawl says sometimes those name lines and phone numbers get mixed up. So just how effective are these text messages? Not very, according to Kathy Kramer, who teaches politics at UW-Madison.
So a text message from someone who's important to you, who's dear to you, can be very effective, especially day of the election. If you haven't voted yet, if you get a text message from a friend saying something like, you know what, I'm headed to the polls, want to come with me? That's probably very effective. A text message from a stranger, at this point, it may be more annoying than mobilizing.
Still, Kramer says there is a lot to be learned from this pandemic presidential election, and voter communication is toward the top of the list. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.